Welcome to Frost and Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring top five growth opportunities transforming data center infrastructure, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding, and what it means for future-ready businesses. Data center infrastructure is no longer just about housing servers. It's now the backbone of an AI-driven, hyper-connected digital economy. AI workloads, cloud expansion, and edge computing are forcing operators to rethink power, cooling, and operational efficiency at unprecedented scale.
That's right. What we're seeing is a fundamental shift. Traditional infrastructure models can't keep up with the density, energy intensity, and sustainability requirements of next-generation digital services. This is where new growth opportunities are emerging, driven by intelligence, efficiency, and convergence.
Let's start with one of the most immediate pressure points, cooling.
Cooling is now a strategic lever, not a utility function. AI-powered predictive cooling uses server load forecasting to proactively adjust cooling systems before thermal stress occurs, and the impact is significant. Operators can reduce energy consumption by up to 30%, improve uptime by 5 to 10%, and extend server life by minimizing overheating. Just as important, these systems can be scaled consistently across global data center networks.
This clearly aligns with disruptive technologies reshaping infrastructure.
Exactly. When predictive cooling is paired with AI-driven microgrid controllers, renewable energy, and battery storage, data centers evolve into autonomous, adaptive, and resilient energy systems.
The next opportunity pushes us into more advanced territory, quantum computing.
Quantum computing is unlocking solutions to complex energy optimization challenges that classical systems simply can't handle. In data centers, this means optimizing power consumption, distribution, and storage simultaneously.
What kind of gains are we talking about?
Up to 30% energy savings, improved renewable integration, and real-time load balancing across facilities. Beyond efficiency, quantum-enabled energy optimization opens new revenue opportunities for technology providers focused on advanced energy solutions.
So this becomes a long-term competitive advantage.
Exactly. Early movers will redefine how energy efficiency is achieved at scale.
AI workloads are also pushing physical infrastructure to its limits, which brings us to immersion liquid cooling.
Immersion cooling removes traditional thermal constraints. By submerging hardware in specialized fluids, data centers can support ultra-high-density AI computing up to 3 times higher than air-cooled systems. Even energy consumption can drop by 40 to 50%, delivering substantial operational cost savings while supporting modular, scalable deployment models.
This fundamentally changes how data centers are designed.
It does. Immersion cooling is becoming essential for future-proofing facilities against rising AI and high-performance computing demands.
One of the more strategic shifts we're seeing is how data centers interact with the power grid.
Yes, data centers are transitioning from passive energy consumers to active grid participants. Through smart grid integration, they can provide ancillary services, support grid stability, and operate as virtual power plants. It also improves grid reliability by up to 15%, lower energy costs through real-time pricing response, and a reduced carbon footprint through renewable integration and storage.
Let's close with scale. Hyperscale AI data centers exceeding hundreds of megawatts.
AI workloads are redefining what scale means. Supporting these facilities requires a complete redesign of power infrastructure, cooling systems, and operational models. Three factors drive growth here. High-efficiency power delivery and advanced cooling, AI-driven optimization of workloads and maintenance, expanded partnerships with renewable energy providers. Together, these can reduce operational costs by up to 30% while meeting sustainability and regulatory goals.
What's clear is that the digital ecosystem is evolving faster than traditional data center models can support.
The organizations that win will prioritize sustainability, density, and intelligence. Not just capacity expansion. Technologies like AI-powered cooling, quantum energy optimization, immersion cooling, and smart grid integration are becoming foundational, not optional.
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.